and welcome to the Christmas Day Game Podcast. We're here. Listen to the clinks. Oh, wow. Let's have one from you, Charlie Bright. Let's have one from you, unidentified person. All right, then. I'm here with Wolf. That's Wolf Day Game. Charlie Bright's here. Who else is here? No, your name. Okay, that's Kaiser. Mysterious. He's back in the game. We're here for the London Day Game Christmas party. We're going to hopefully go to seven pints, and check in once we've had a few more drinks. Let's just find out what we're drinking, Mr. Wolf. What have you got?
Neck oil.
Is that Beaver Town?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how's it taste? Oh, it's good. All right, I've got something. It's just called London Pale Ale. Let's have a taste. It's quite good, actually, yeah. It's from Southwark Brewing. Okay, that's part one done. Okay, we're back with the Christmas Day Game podcast. We're in the third pub. How are we doing so far, Mr. Wolf?
Well, this pub is the worst one for fishing, we have decided.
It is the worst pub. Let's hear how the beer sound. Oh, Kaiser's pretty pissed, actually. He's quite lightweight these days. He's only had 3 pints, and he's getting a bit pissed. So we're doing a bit of a game where we have to do an approach on every pub. And how's it going so far, Kaiser? I'll clean that. So, Mr. Wolf, since it's Christmas and everyone's feeling merry in their Christmasness, what was your best moment of 2023?
You have to read the upcoming end of year blog.
Answer the question.
If
your todger had to
dive into the Israeli stewardess?
Was it that?
Well, which one? The Israeli?
Yeah, when you put your todger in her vajayjay.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
No, that wouldn't be the highlight, I'd say. No.
How many online... What was the best of your online lays this year?
The model.
Oh, it was actually. Fair play. Fuck. Shit, I shouldn't have said that. Damn!
Thanks for queuing me up.
I'm supposed to make fun of you.
the fashion model was the best of my online lays.
One of many, I assume.
One of eight.
And what was your best day game moment of the year? Because this is the Christmas day game. Here we go. Kaiser has one.
I was walking with Tom, and he approached
who?
A girl.
Wait.
Kron.
Okay.
And he approached a girl for the third time. Apparently, she followed him and filmed him and screamed at him.
And
Kron got scared.
Oh, okay. So
coaching is available.
So I've been doing day game for a long time now, and this girl, she was looking at me from across the road, and I was like, oh, this is good, and she looked like my type. For sexual purposes. And so I went over and talked to her, and then she's like, no.
No, you tried to talk to her.
Well, I did say words to her. It wasn't a conversation. And she said, no, this is the third time. And then she tried to film me, and then I just walked away. So that was maybe my worst moment of day game for 2023, or best moment, actually?
Was your best status?
Yeah, she was IOI-ing me like so much.
So what was your top moment of the year?
Well, we'll wait till the next pub to talk about that. But what was your best moment of day game for 2023? We can talk about that next.
That's going to be pudding seaside night, though.
Yeah, true. We'll talk about haters on the next pub. All right, so Mr. Wolf, what was your favourite day game moment of 2023? Apart from when we were together in Belgrade. No, Kaiser, it's not your turn yet.
I think it was the trips. I think my trip to Riga and my trip to Belgrade.
Belgrade or Riga, which is better, in your opinion?
As a city, I prefer Belgrade. They are both really good fun trips.
As a concept, you prefer Riga?
Riga's a lovely place. It's really beautiful, lots to do, but I didn't like it for day game. But Belgrade,
interesting.
For day game.
Interesting. I have a question for you, Mr. Wolf. Would you rather swap your arms for legs or your legs for arms?
I would rather...
I know my answer.
Swap my legs for arms.
Yeah, same. Because you could do a handstand like everywhere, basically.
But you couldn't walk, though. It'd be
Yeah, you do a hand... You put... Because as well, you could hide it, because you just put your jeans back on and then you put your hands in your shoes.
I'd rather lose one arm than one leg.
Yeah, well, because you could have... Would you rather have a bionic arm or a bionic leg? Or a bionic cock?
A bionic arm. I think losing one arm would be annoying, but kind of okay. Whereas losing a leg will just make walking really awkward.
I'd rather have a bionic cock. Like, you could still, it's like, you know, fertilize ramen and everything.
Could you?
Well, yeah, I make the rules up for this silly game.
Well, it'd be a downgrade for me, so I'd rather... I'd take the arm.
If you a bionic cock is a downgrade, what do you have already?
An ultra bionic cock.
Oh, touché, my friend. All right, what are you drinking?
A neck oil, I think.
Again?
Yeah.
I've got a Tiny Rebel Easy Living, which is like a kind of like tropical citrus flavoured IPA. It's quite nice. Let's have a try. Okay, cheers. Let's see how it sounds. Oh, that's quite good. See you at pub later on. Hello! Do you want to do a hello?
Hello.
No, louder.
Hello!
Oh, no, but with the right cadence.
I'm not a master, so... Hello!
Yeah, that was pretty good. Leave it to the professionals next time. Anyway, so, me and Mr. Wolf are outside of pub number five?
Five.
So first we did... All right, what did we do? Number one was...
The Crown and Anchor in Seven Dials.
Yeah, then we did the Nag's Head in Covent Garden.
Garden. Then we did the Roundhouse in kind of Covent Garden.
Also Covent Garden. Then we did... We were going to do Waxy's little sister, then but we instead did. We went to Waxy O'Connor.
O'Connor's.
That's a really cool little place, isn't it?
Yeah, I like Waxy's. It's cool. Yeah. It's like four different floors. It's always good fun. There's good crowd in there.
As a date venue, it would be... Especially for a non-English... For a person who's not English.
Yeah, I think midweek, Friday, Saturday, maybe it's a bit too loud, a bit too chaotic. Midweek, it could be good, yeah.
I think, definitely not for a date venue on a Friday or Saturday, but any other day, really good. Because it's quite labyrinth, and it has this like very nice wooden interior, a bit like a shack.
Yeah, there's some good seats, particularly I think on some of the kind of mezzanine levels halfway up, they're quite good, so.
So what have you got to drink?
I can't remember. It's an IPA of some sort.
Was it the Vespa one?
Yes, it was, yeah.
I've had that. That's in the bar close to mine. They have that. It's quite nice. I've got a Delirium Belgian beer, 7.5%. Let's have a taste. It smells good. Oh, well, it smells good first. That's good.
It looks good.
Over time, I have a bit of a rule with myself. Not when we're doing a pub crawl. But I have a bit of a rule now where if I don't like any of the beers that they have on tap or in bottles, I'll first look at the taps, then the bottles, and if I don't like those, I'll have wine. Because Green King pubs have actually had like decent wine. They have sometimes they have better wine than they do beer. You can get a nice Riesling or some okay red wine.
Yeah, I mean, I quite like red wine anyway, so I'll sometimes get that from Choice.
Charlie Wright just ran away.
Yeah, and also unidentified other person.
Yeah, day
okay,
game
so
name.
Enough of this serious talk. What was your worst moment of 2023, day game wise?
Probably Zagreb. I did a jaunt to Zagreb, it was shit.
But why?
Didn't want to do any sets, didn't want to be there. Miserable, yeah, not good.
Sometimes, you know, you say that, and for me as well, like, Warsaw wasn't miserable for me because it was good fun with my mates, but I actually enjoyed being back in London in my home for a period of time, you know, not just traveling. I think June and August I was only in London for about 2 weeks or sorry a month I was between those 3 months I was in London for about a month and consecutively only like 2 weeks or something. So unidentified persons pointed at a banger who's going along with an absolute chunky monkey.
Is it a banger? It's a two-set, isn't it?
Anyway, who knows if they're having intercourse. Anyway, yeah, so your worst time of the year was in Zagreb. But would you go, like, let's say I said to you, Mr. Wolf, you and I should go to Zagreb and have a nice time there together.
Yeah,
you and me together again.
It wasn't the city. I really like Zagreb. I've been before. It's a really cool city, it's good for day game, it's good for bars, there's stuff to do as a tourist. It was the mood I was in at the time.
won't go into all the details. I just didn't enjoy it for that. But as a city, I mean, it's hardly off the beaten track. Many people have been to Zagreb.
It's like parallel to the beaten track. It's not off the beaten track. It's more like it's like adjacent to the. It's tangential to the beaten track.
I mean, a lot of guys, I mean, Krauser and Jambone used to go there a lot, didn't they? I mean, Overkill was filmed in.
Oh, if you want to get your set done, Wolf, that's a great opportunity for you.
Yeah, I noticed it. Maybe, I'm not sure. I'll let that one go.
Up to you.
Zagreb's a cool place, though. I like it. It's just, it's a bit more expensive than it used to be because they adopted the euro, which always makes places take become a bit more pricey.
But you can save money if you stay in shit apartments.
You can. I mean, I just think Belgrade is better, but Zagreb is easier to fly to. It's a bit more.
That's such a set. Come on, Mr. Wolf.
It is a set.
Not just. All right, Mr. Wolf is going to do the set. Let's do a bit of commentary on this. All right, he's just walked around her. He's saying, oh, excuse me. He's stepping in close. That's good. He's in the golden zone. She's stepped away a little bit. She's showing off her bag. His arm is near her arm. He's quite close to her. He's going to touch her a little bit. He's got his pint with him still, which is good. Unidentified day gamer is taking a picture. Anyway, it looks okay. The main thing is the proximity and the touch. Look out for that. Let's pause and we'll wait for Mr. Wolf to come back. So, Mr. Wolf, how did the set go?
Nice girl, Aussie, but got a boyfriend.
I can think of one, but what do you say is like the main way to know if the girl really has a boyfriend?
I think you sense it. I think you can tell if they're being genuine. I know that's a really unhelpful bit of advice, particularly for a beginner, but I think, if you talk to someone for 5 minutes and they say they have a boyfriend, you can kind of sense if it's true. You can also say it doesn't matter because either way it's a no, but I think you can sense it. Just you can tell, can't you?
To me, it's that look they give you. You know, when you go for their number and they do this like, I have a boy. You know, they kind of sigh, they look at you like, oh, I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, I mean, with that one, I guess she didn't do any of that sort of stuff. She was quite happy to chat, but it was quite genuine. She had a boyfriend. Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, fair play. It always kind of sucks when you get a really good set and then she has a boyfriend. Happens to me so much.
That wasn't a really good set, but it was alright. But just one of those sets. Got a boyfriend. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. All right, we'll pick back up at pub number 7.
Potentially.
Potentially. Hello, and welcome to the last part of the podcast.
Hello.
You have to actually be in the shop. All right, here we go. I've been me and Mr. Wolf here. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking an alcohol-free punk IPA.
Really?
I'm that guy, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I met, yeah.
It's a bit disappointing. I'm having a pressure drop dipper with double IPA, 8.5%.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really nice, actually. It's tasty.
There you go.
I had a rule recently where I told myself, I'm not going to drink beers anymore if I don't like them. I'm going to have wine, but if I do like the beer, I'll have it, even if it's a can, a bottle, whatever it is. We're in Brewdog, so we're going to have just beers we like, so
yeah,
it's good. Anyway, it's a nice dipper.
Yeah, sensible.
Yeah. How's your... So, 2023, how would you rate it out of 10?
I would say 7 out of 10. I mean, it's been an interesting year. It's been a year of two halves. I think I had a very good first half. The second half's been a bit more up and down, shall we say. I think it's been a good year overall, you know.
My year's been a more like a 6.5 out of 10.
Okay.
6 out of 10 kind of year.
How have you found it overall? Because this is your 7th year or something.
Yeah. I think it was a year where so this is the first full calendar year when I was working, when I was living without a 9-to-5.
For sure, yeah.
So it was one of those years where like I learned what it was like to do that.
How was that?
you've got different challenges. You know, it's not the same as when you're. It's not the same as when you're just like working in 9 to 5. You know, you have to be conscious of like getting your own structure, getting your own job and everything. You have to, you know, like look after yourself in certain ways, health and energy-wise and entertainment-wise. You know, if you wanted to, you could have 4 beers on a Monday, but you shouldn't do that, and I didn't do that. But
so how many hours? So if you assume an average corporate job is say 37.5 hours a week, how many hours a week do you think you've worked over the last year?
Oh, like anywhere from 0 to 4 hours.
A week?
Yeah. Ah, well, no.
No, you must officially, have more than four,
officially,
you know, coaching and stuff. You
know? No, that's what I mean. Official hours was like that.
But all of it, like everything, because I guess coaching, blog posts,
Twitter counts as well.
Yeah, it does, because why are you on Twitter if not for marketing and making
Maybe
money?
Maybe 10-20 hours a week?
Yeah,
and the main payoff is that you don't have to do the 9 to 5 anymore.
Sure, yeah.
Mm. It's a big thing for me,
Yeah.
So I wouldn't trade it for anything, but it's tougher. It gives a new set of challenges.
What's the worst thing about living in London and working kind of the hours and lifestyle that you have?
The worst thing about living in London and the hours and the lifestyle? Because, I'll tell you what, the funny thing is, I'm not going to say the girls, because even though, yeah, you could live in any other Eastern European city and get more feminine girls, there's a certain level of everything is the same. It can get way more boring in those places than it can in London. The great thing about London is I can tell myself, today I'm going to walk around Camden and Regent's Park. Mm-hmm. Another day I'm going to walk around Angel. Another day I'm going to walk around Hyde Park. Or I'm going to walk up and down Marylebone High Street and Fitzrovia and the posh area of London and New Bond Street.
Yeah.
The other days I could do Central. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice mixture.
Okay.
So that's a really good thing. That's a really good thing about London, whereas in, say, even Warsaw, which has, in my opinion, the biggest day game area of the jaunt locations, it's still quite centralised. So the worst thing about London is just the cost of living.
Yeah, the expense, because I guess if you don't have a job, you don't have that same feeling of being tied here for your income that those of us that work
in my old job I could just be like not like I was rich or anything, but it was one of those things where if I was buying an everyday item I wouldn't look at the price tag, I just pay.
Sure.
Yeah. And then now I'm like, oh okay, no, wow, I can't spend that much on a something.
Yeah.
I mean, where these days in Central it's gonna be anywhere from £6 to £7 for a beer.
Probably 7 to 8 to be honest.
Yeah. And that's what the thing that annoys me is when you go to any of the Eastern European, even Prague, because Prague has an expensive location, accommodation,
it's a
but
lot cheaper for,
yeah, the beer is cheap.
Meals, beers. I mean, the cost of living is a big thing for me in London. I think I ask myself, is it worth being here based on the cost of living? And to be honest, my answer is no.
Well, we've had this conversation a lot this year about how would it work if you only day gamed abroad.
I think it depends on your job scenario, how long can you spend abroad. I think for a short period of time you can live with doing less approaches, but only doing them abroad. I think long term, if you come to the decision you don't want to approach much in London,
right, we've switched phones. We've gone from Android over to iPhone to make things work better. What are we talking about? We're talking about London.
Come on,
like,
we were a bit depressed. Actually, you know what? We were being a bit negative.
I was being negative.
So good. I mean, I was saying a positive part of London is about how every area is different.
Yeah, I think if you make me be positive about London, which is hard, but I'd say I think London is, you've got people from all over the world, it's a global melting pot, it's got that kind of chaotic, intoxicating feeling, which you have people from all over the world. I think it's a very exciting place to live, particularly if you're in your sort of 20s, you're a younger person. because you've got adventure in London, you'll meet people from all over, and you've got variety. So you can go to King's Road, you'll meet very sort of posh, well-to-do girls. You can go to the East, sort of East London, like kind of Spitalfield, Shoreditch. You'll meet more like, yeah, but if you want a different sort of girl, you can find them there. You can go to Clapham, you'll meet sort of English, very beautiful, sort of middle of the road girls. You can go to, you know, King's Cross, Camden. There's so many areas you can go to, they're very different. And I think you don't get that in places like Prague or Warsaw and Krakow. And I think for a period of time in your early 20s, I think living in London, working a corporate job, I would recommend it. I think you learn from it, you get a lot from it. Maybe you reach the point when you ask yourself, is it worth it? Do I want to do those things? But to begin with, yeah, there's a lot of benefits for it, for sure.
Well, let's talk about, let's be positive. New Year's resolutions, yep. New Year's resolutions for 2024.
I forgot we're trying to be positive. I was going to say leave London, but we're trying to be positive.
No, none of them moaning.
I'm going to try and do less day game and spend more time doing charitable things.
Charity.
Not charity, but
homes for the homeless.
I want to do things that bring value to my life that aren't day game.
Okay. I can't think of any.
No, I can't either. That's the issue, but I'm working on it. Yeah. Hopefully you are as well at home.
My resolutions.
Yeah, what are your resolutions, Tom? Okay.
So I always think that really hobbies are really important.
Agreed.
And at the moment I'm trying to learn how to ski.
Okay.
So I like to go to the indoor ski slope at Hemel Hempstead.
Yep.
And I'm going to try and go once a month.
Okay.
Once a month. Yeah. That's my New Year's resolution. Day game wise, it's just to keep on coming out. And my resolution as like a low level is to just be chill and know that things come as they do. Because you might only do 5 sets a week in the winter, but when it gets, you might be like, oh fuck, I'm not doing enough. But when it gets to the spring and the summer, you'll have enough sets to do.
And I think this is an interesting point that I think you've mentioned online, so it's nothing we can't say here, that 2024 is probably going to be your last year as a sort of quote-unquote active day gamer.
Yeah.
So how does that affect your mindset when you know that you maybe have 12 more months to go? Does that influence what you do at all, or what you want to get out of the year? Or
yeah, it is, because DJ Card on Twitter.
Yeah.
He was saying to me, oh, so do you want to get like a special kind of lay for the, you know, do you want to get 12 eights before?
Yeah.
You, and I was like, not really. I kind of just want to get 12 or whatever, 13, 40, whatever, how much is sevens, and just sign it off and be like, that's it.
Yeah.
Because I'm at the point now, I'm just like, yeah, I've seen it, I've done it. But it would be like reaching level 90 with your Pokemon and being like, it's not finished yet. It needs to get level 100 to finish it.
Yeah.
And that's where I am right now.
And are you, are you excited to finish it? That's a weird question.
Oh, yeah, you, for sure. No, exciting, yeah. Exciting and bittersweet. Because when you,
it's like finishing a chapter and sort of moving on to
finishing the
next,
the book
one.
Finishing, no, no, as in not just the chapter, but like imagine when you finish the last page of The Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter and you're like, this is the end.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, that's it. That's the journey is done.
Yeah.
Now it's time, the journey continues in a way, coaching, but me doing it myself, it doesn't continue, it's over.
I imagine that's quite satisfying in a way. I mean, I'm not quite, I'm nowhere near that stage. I think stopping in a way is quite interesting, and choosing to stop, because I think there's a lot of people out there who maybe they, there's people out there who are still day gaming who maybe wish they stopped earlier. There's people out there who regret not stopping earlier.
Can I give this point? I think like there's only a very small subset of people who really can do the whole player thing.
True.
And apart from that, I think that most guys should get into game, day game, get, and between 5 and 10 lays, they should find a girlfriend and exit temporarily if it needs to be.
Yeah, I would agree with that, actually.
You know, because a lot of guys are really struggling for legs. Yeah. So if that's a kind of sign for someone. It doesn't mean that, I'm sorry to say, in the long run, it doesn't mean you're going to become this amazing player. It means at the moment, you should be like, oh, she's a good girl, I should become a relationship guy. And use game as the toolkit between your relationships.
Most guys want a relationship as well. The guys who actually want to be a single player, who don't want a relationship, they exist, but they're a real minority of men that are built or wired that way, that they genuinely don't want to have a girlfriend, or they don't want to live with a girl or be in a sort of monogamous relationship or something.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, let's finish on some nice,
sure,
positive, you know, Christmas messages.
Yeah.
So, if you could give one piece of advice to the listeners,
yeah,
for the Christmas period, mm-hmm, what would it be?
For the Christmas period, particularly, yeah. I mean, spend time with your family, enjoy the. I mean, Christmas is a very family-oriented time. It's not a time for day game. It's not a time for adventure.
Mm.
Go see your family. Spend time with your parents, your grandparents, your brothers, your sisters, whatever your family circumstances. And enjoy that and focus on that. And then next year, you can focus on whatever other goals you have, dating or anything else. Yeah.
Oh. I like that too. That for me would be the same thing. At Christmas, it's time for your relatives. Don't think about games. Don't think about women. Think about having a drink with your dad and your mom and your grandparents. Have a chat with them. Talk to them. Find out how they are. Talk to your friends. Here's the main thing. Everyone talks about, oh, what should I send a girl on Christmas Day? Like, oh, I hope Santa's got a great big bulging sack for you or something.
Don't do that.
Yeah. But send your friends and your wings a message saying, Merry Christmas, hope you have a good day. And be merry, have a few glasses of wine and some beers and some whiskies and some gin and tonics and some rum and cokes and some dark and stormies. Get a bit pissed, wish everyone a good day, have fun, eat lots of food, get pissed, eat so much your belly hurts and you want to take a great big poo on the floor. And overall, just have a good new year. And the London Day Game podcast will be ready to greet you in 2024. Are you ready?
There you go. Definitely.
All right. Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.